Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Aerosmith bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Rich Galen is our guest. His website is mullings.com. That's where you'll find his twice-weekly cyber column. You're going to want to know what he's up to. If you're a Democrat, if you're a Republican, you want to know what he thinks. Rich, thanks again for being here. And you often see him on a number of the cable networks during the week, especially on the weekends. Rich, the tax bill that I'm starting to get sick of talking about it. Is it gonna pass this year?
I don't think so. I
would really?
You asked me this last time I was on, and I said definitively no. But I'm moving more toward leaning no. It went through the House, as you know. The Senate's really close to start with. 52-48.
You're the second inside Beltway person who's a reasonable thinker who's told me that in the last week.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, it may squeak through, but as we remember from Schoolhouse Rock, the House passes a bill, the Senate passes a bill, then they go into what's called the conference committee to sort out the differences, because only one version can go to the president's desk. And we'll see what happens with some of these major things. The mandate is a big deal. The tax rates are a big deal. Mm-hmm. The Senate still has its 5, I think, tax division, or 7, whatever the number is. The House took it down to, 3 or 4. So, I mean, there's some major differences in what the two sides are planning. And Susan Collins, they tried to get Susan Collins of Maine on the record yesterday in one of the morning shows to say whether she would vote for the Senate bill as written. And she's too smart for that. She said, the bill as written is not the bill that we're going to vote on. So let's see what comes out.
But there's a half dozen who are recalcitrant, aren't they, at this point?
Yeah, I mean, and the only, you know, other than Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia.
What about Heitkamp?
Well, that might be, but now they got all these other distractions going on. So we'll see how all this stuff folds in together. I mean, it may well be that.
But if you say they won't be this year, are you saying that it might just bleed over into January
or go away? No, it's not.
They're not going to lose this, are they?
No, they got to do it. So,
but is it going to wind up being such a camel, you know what I mean? A horse that's made by, is it going to be so ugly? So
yes.
Is it going to wind up being a piece of junk?
It probably will be, but because, you know, as you and I have talked about many times over the years, every line of the tax code has a champion on K Street, and their job is to make sure that the word may doesn't get changed to must.
Right.
But, you know, there are the structural rules, the reconciliation budget rules that require that it get done, I think, in this calendar year. But
I hope Senator Johnson stays strong for small business. I want him to vote for the bill because we need to get it done. We need to get it out. Whatever it is, we need some relief, right? We need somebody to shoot up here amongst us. We need some relief. But I hope he does hold out for us. It seems like he may be, because I'll tell you, Rich, here's what I worry about. A lot of people don't talk about this. There's a promulgation waiting to happen by the IRS, and I'm worried.
What does that mean?
Well, the IRS is going to turn this law into something that they take to the, you know, that they hold us accountable for. And when they promulgate this law out there, the Treasury Department and the IRS, I'm worried about some of the ways that they'll interpret this law for small business. I'm worried that it's not going to be good for us.
That's right. And
I'm not talking about the rates. I'm talking about the way they apply it.
I understand. That means that we have to pay our accountants even more, which is money that we could be putting back into our businesses. I love my accountant, but he's making enough on me.
And there's one line in there that scared the heck out of me. I wrote about it in September. This is in the same paragraph as the 25% pass through rate was identified. We're not going to let wealthy individuals subvert this tax structure or something like that. And so anytime you use small business and wealthy individual, the government says that, that makes a hair stand up on the back of my neck, and that's what worries me.
Well, you're making too much money. We know that. President Obama told you that.
Well, that's the truth. Yeah, he did. But the effective rate, I'm convinced that for what I know right now, the effective rate for millions of small businesses won't change.
Or will go up.
Or some will go up, but I think most of them won't change. Some will get a cut, but it won't be across the board. No. They will not be able to say, we helped all small businesses. That just won't happen.
No, but you know what they'll do? But they'll go back on the campaign trail and
they'll say that.
You know, say that small businesses are the backbone of America.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like they know.
And then they take our money and
like
run away.
Like they know. Mullings.com, folks. Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back.
Yes, sir. Have a great Thanksgiving.
See you next time. Rich Galen. Ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.